Thank you for holding. Is this Trevor?
Yes.
Hi, Trevor. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a good morning so far, so hopefully the day continues that way.
Absolutely.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line. She asked me to go over some pricing. There was some discounts that she wanted me to apply. Let me actually send this over to you so you can see it. But did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I know Tara is one of my best reps. She usually does a pretty good job as far as explaining everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the major benefit to you in this conversation is that we even have a listing available. I mean, you'll notice if you look up HVAC in your area, there's only 3 spots that show up on the first page in the Google Places section. We only have 1 spot available within our company as a Google partner. So we're actively looking to fill that spot. Pretty much when a spot opens up, they just send us a qualified candidates list, and my reps like Tara will call out on it until it fills. Once we fill it, we close out the category. So we're not able to work with any other HVAC contractors. We'll be at our max capacity for this industry in this area. Mm-hmm. But are you familiar with AR Golden Heating and Air Conditioning LLC or Aces of Air, Inc.?
I don't think so. Where are they out of?
They're for this local area. They're in the same area as you. It has them in Cynthiana, Kentucky.
Cynthiana?
Yeah.
I guess.
Well,
no,
actually,
I've actually never heard of them. But
Aces of Air is out of Sadieville.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And then Isaac's Air and Heating and AC is local, and then the other one, AR Golden Heating and Air Conditioning, is local. It looks like the bigger guys are actually enrolled in our Google Guarantee program. I just noticed that. So there's Synergy Home, HVAC, Bryant Heating and Cooling, and Comfort Heating and Air. Those guys are all doing the Google Guarantee program.
I gotcha.
We could do that for you too, if it's something that you want to do. It's a little bit different, the way it's set up. They heavily vet you for that. So you have like a $250 application fee for that one. And then they do a whole like questionnaire. So you have to fill out this application, and then Google will actually have a representative interview you for that. But what that does is, cause you're in one of those industries where sometimes guys are shady. You know?
Right, so yeah.
The customers like those Google Guarantee guys is because Google's guaranteeing them a quality service, telling them, hey, if you pick this guy that we're putting the Google Guarantee on, we're ensuring you that we've vetted them. And what they're saying is that we'll provide like a $2,000 insurance to that homeowner if something happens wrong, you know, or there's something that goes wrong during that job, since Google's already vetted you and then is telling them that you're a guarantee, good to go, pretty much business. So they get that $2,000 insurance, and then obviously you get guaranteed a certain amount of leads every month with that as well. And they're also exclusive leads that aren't going to anybody else. So that wouldn't be like HomeAdvisor, right? HomeAdvisor's leads are very saturated. They go to like 4 or 5 other people. So that is an option. I mean, that's $250 to apply, and then you're going to end up paying probably about $300 each month for that. The Google Places placement is where most people would actually start, and then they would advance into Google Guarantee. They don't always have the option just to jump into it like that.
Right.
You'll notice I sent you the packages and pricing structures in a text message there.
Okay.
If you can click on that, I could show you the traditional pricing structures for this Google Places placement. You don't have a website or anything?
Not yet. I'm in the process of finishing or working on the website. I'm still pretty new.
Okay. No worries. It's actually really good that you're even doing that as a new business, and it sounds like you got a little one in the background too, so I'd tip my hat to you.
Yeah, I got
that.
2 of them back there.
How old are they?
1 and 3.
1 and 3, okay. Yeah, I have a 1-year-old at home myself. He was born April 21, so he's a year and 4 months now. He's getting bigger. Yeah, he's getting bigger every day. crazy coming home and seeing him just kind of pounding on the screen, waiting for me to get in there, you know. He can't wait to roll around on the floor. So he's just he's a little bundle of joy.
I think I'm on this. Yeah, okay, I see.
Okay, so you're going to see some big numbers if you scroll down underneath that Google Partner badge. And that's why Tara asked me to hop on the line. If you scroll down to the ones that say with Facebook ads, SEO with Facebook ads, there's a platinum package that she wanted me to put you on, which basically covers all platforms. It's not just Google. It's, you know, first page placement, but you're on the first page of Bing as a top recommended option. You're on Facebook ads. You're on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, just to name a few. Those are part of our popular directory submission. So there's about 60 online directories and Amazon Alexa voice search that we would cover you on as well. So that's like an A to Z campaign. Like I said, it has the website, has a tracking system. But what she wanted me to do is reduce the cost on that monthly from $5.99 to $2.99 as part of a new in business credit. And then she also asked if I could waive your setup fee for you. And since I see you got the two little ones and that you're doing Home Advisor, you know, I'll definitely waive the setup fee for you. You know, I want to try to get your foot in the door. I'm pretty sure once your foot's in the door and you're comparing this to a Home Advisor campaign, it'll kind of be a no-brainer for you because they put themselves on Google. Like if you Google HVAC in your local area and then go underneath these guys that I listed off, like Aces of Air, there's a Home Advisor listing right there. It has 10 of you. So they're just putting themselves on Google, and then they're reselling the lead to you for, you know, 30, 40 bucks a pop, and they're charging you whether you get the job or not. You know, I'm pretty sure after a month of this, you see how many leads you're getting without getting charged for every single opportunity that comes to the table. You know, it would definitely make more sense for you. You'll spend less and make more, and you'll have your Google reviews up there and verify yourself and have your website. So, I mean, if I could approve something like that at $2.99 in that package for the Platinum package, is that something that, you know, you could see a value and give it a shot? That way we could show you how well it works.
Is it how long will it stay $2.99 a month?
Yeah, so that's my offer to you. I'll be your account lead on this, so I'll actually lock in at that rate. So as long as you're with me and we're moving forward together, you'll keep that $2.99 pricing structure month to month.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, we can try. Can I cancel at any time if I don't, you know, end up liking it or whatever the case is?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're not going to keep putting you on the first page if you don't want to be on the first page. You know, there's definitely people who want to be up there. So, I mean, you just call me up. If you want to discontinue it, you can cancel. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. No funny business.
I got you. That should be okay. We'll try it out for a couple months and see how it goes.
Yeah, you'll love this. Like I said, if you compare it to Home Advisor, it'll be a no-brainer for you. So, and then we could always advance you to that Google guarantee later on down the line, too, once we grow you. But I'll get in there and help you. Go ahead.
I'm going to be you're fine. I'm going to be first page on, like, if somebody Googles HVAC in my area, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So,
so what if somebody like in say like my area, I guess, would be 41031. What if somebody in like Lexington? No.
So Google's gonna send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And then there's a 5-digit number on the back of that that you'll actually send back to me when you receive it. So you can either text it or email or call in with it, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map, right? Well, from that center location, you get about a 40-mile radius. Unless you want it to be smaller, we could always shrink it. But it goes up to 40 miles from that address. So you're not limited to just your zip code.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It's been a minute since I've looked on the map, but I can't remember if Lexington is 40 miles away from me. But if it's not, if somebody Googles HVAC in Lexington and it's not in my area, will I still be on Google for them at all anywhere?
Well, if they look up your business name, you're always going to appear now because you've been PIN verified by Google. So now you actually exist as a business for people looking up your business name. But for people looking up your services, the optimization usually covers about a 40-mile radius. When I hop on right now, I just Googled distance between your address and Lexington. It's 26.71 miles away. So.
Oh, okay. So I still should show up in Lexington.
Yeah, you'll still cover Lexington. That's where most of your call volume is actually going to come from, based on the Google Analytics, at least. So, yeah,
That's where the money's at around there is Lexington. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the analytics for HVAC in this 40-mile radius just in the last 30 days, and albeit it's the peak time of the year, right? You're going August 7th to September 7th, but there was 1,812 searches. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls, you know? But that's that many more times you would have been seen last month versus what you did get. And, I mean, even if you know, you're only capitalizing on 1% of that business, that's a big difference for your company, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it definitely pays for itself with the clients that it brings in. You know, usually the guys in this industry, you know, the first call or two that converts, they've already become profitable, and it's also considered a business expense, so you could write it off. So you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. You'll always get it back.
I got that.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
All right.
I guess that was the only question I had.
Yeah, okay, so I'll create your business profile, Trevor. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for first call comfort. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, 859-588-1149?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
D-I-X-O-N. And are you the sole owner of the company?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied.
Okay. It is trevor@firstcallcomfort.com.
firstcallcomfort.com. Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. Perfect. And then what is the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
9872 KY Highway. 356, and that's in Cynthia, Kentucky.
Okay, 41031?
Yep.
Okay, I got you here. Okay, and it says allow 5 to 7 days to receive that PIN verification letter. Okay. Send them from California, from the main Google headquarters, so it'll take a little bit to get over to you. But there's a 5-digit number on the back of it. It says Google, like big colorful letters. You can't miss it. But
okay.
I don't know if you're the one checking the mail or if you have the missus checking the mail, but to kind of make sure she's aware, not mistake that for junk mail and throw it away, because we really need that. Once we got the 5-digit number off the back of it, then you could throw it away or do whatever with it.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to build you a .com. Did you have photos or a logo that you wanted to use for the site? Or did you have
the website
already completed? Okay.
No, the website's not completed yet. I started on one and didn't end up liking it, so I just kind of...
No worries. We have graphic designers in-house, and it's always easier when you have it in-house, too, because if you want to make a change real quick, it's just a phone call, and we can have our guys go in there and make the modifications for you.
I got you.
Okay, so I sent you an email address, though. If you could send in, like, any photos that you want to use for the site and the company logo, if you have it, send it to that email address, and then we'll already have your number and email on file, so we'll know it's you, and we'll use that content for the website, as well as moving forward, too. So as the new jobs come in, if you want to add photos, or, hey, you think this looks nice, or this was a good experience, or maybe you guys got a new logo on your truck, or new T-shirts, or family picture you want to put up there, you know, just send those in. We could always update the site as we go.
Okay.
Okay, and that's no extra charge to you, too. The hosting and everything's included in that, so...
Awesome.
Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7.
24/7, open availability. Okay. All right. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So there will be a client interview. Client interviews on average take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it. That's where they're going to interview you. So they're going to go over all your keywords. We'll have recommendations ready for you, but you have final say on what you're listed for. They'll go over the service area. Obviously, that you get that 40-mile radius, but if there's areas you don't want to go to, they could kind of cookie-cutter it and customize it for you. And then they'll also pick your brain on the website. So this is going to be done with a separate technician. They ask for an hour window to complete that call. What's your schedule look like later today?
I could I don't know what time you guys work. I'm actually in St. Augustine, Florida right now on vacation.
Oh, wow. Okay, I have a late one, but if you're on vacation, I don't know if you're, I mean, I got a little one, so if I'm on vacation, I'm probably going to throw back a couple drinks by 6 or 7, but.
Right. So 6 or 7 should be fine, somewhere around there. Yeah, we should be good.
Okay. I was going to say, I could schedule between 6 and 7. I also have earlier ones if you want to get it knocked out sooner. Like, I have a 1 to 2 open.
No, I think the later one will actually be better.
Okay. So I'm going to schedule it between 6 and 7. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your business email. And then I'm also going to set up a automated text message to send out to you 1 hour prior just to confirm that it's still a good time. If anything pops up or changes or you get carried away, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for tomorrow, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting a day.
Right.
Okay. All right, there we go, Trevor. All right, so I got the client interview scheduled. That's going to be today. It's September 7th of 2022 between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time. So you should see that invitation in your email, the trevor@firstcallcomfort.com.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and adjust your billing, and then we can get you squared away and be good to go. All right. So in terms of securing the first month's payment for the platinum package of the $299, how did you want to do that, Trevor?
I got a card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or
MasterCard.
American Express? Oh, MasterCard. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. So let me make sure I add First Call Comfort in here. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5480.
5480.
0901.
0901.
3924.
3924.
4288.
4288. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
08 of 26.
08 of 26. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
506.
506. Okay. And then before I can legally authorize the transaction with First Call Comfort, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording just as an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you do not understand or agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
First Call Comfort, HVAC.
Thank you. Do you want it displayed that way? Not just First Call Comfort, you want it to say First Call Comfort, HVAC?
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that.
Okay. That's why we do this, though. So I have to update that because I just had you as First Call Comfort. So let me just adjust it. I'll capitalize all 4 letters. Update, submit business name. Okay, there we go. And it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Trevor Dixon, business owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of First Call Comfort HVAC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel Home Advisor. It's just saying that after today, if you're going to add anything online, just let us know. You shouldn't need anything else with the package that I set you up with. I mean, the only other thing that you'd be able to add would be like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. You know, we'll cross that bridge when you're ready for it. But just let me know. The idea there is we don't want you to like duplicate anything as far as like a website or a Google listing, or pay for something that you already have through us. So if you're not sure, just double check. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up for our services, but it's paid out 1 month at a time. It's a month-to-month agreement. You're not bonded to any kind of contract or anything like that. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 7th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com for you at no additional charge, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us, so that won't ever go up or change. It states you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. And then it says here, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local/ client. The email also contains your username and password to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. There's also a 7-minute YouTube video in there that will show you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. And then obviously, if you're having any issues with it, you're going to be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. I assigned myself to your account because of the discounts that I applied. So I'm working on it personally. But it does state here, if you have any questions or you want to make changes, please contact your account manager at the phone number that I texted you. Can you actually confirm that you have that while we're on the recorded line?
The 877-653-6225 extension 544?
Yep, that's it. Thank you, Trevor. And it says we are available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. So that concludes our voice verification. Let me turn this off. I hate that thing. It makes me sound like a robot. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the initial sign up. So obviously I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that, you know, this is a long-term marketing solution for you. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind. I know you're on vacation. I want you to enjoy yourself as much as possible. But let's get that client interview knocked out. I got it scheduled for this afternoon between 6 and 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then the PIN verification letter, I've already had it sent out. So I've already submitted that profile. It should take 5 to 7 days. So if we count today, you should have it by Tuesday or Wednesday next week, or about this time next week. So when you get that, remember that I need that 5-digit code, and then also send in any photos or logo that you want to use for your website. Okay.
Okay. That'd be fine.
One more thing I have to do actually before we go. Almost done. There's a text message that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say, Trevor, thank you for choosing Local/. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a tab there. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You click on that. There's a full outline of the agreement in writing. Now, again, this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month agreement. But because of the discounts that I've applied, I wanted to make sure you have everything outlined in black and white, what you're getting, and obviously the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. This has also been forwarded over to your email. At the bottom, you have to authorize that you are the cardholder. So there's like a little box that you check. You know, make sure it's you, not somebody pretending to be you. And then, of course, you'll type out your first and last name and hit confirm signature. Once you sign that, it'll navigate you to the tracking system. Don't worry about that. There's an email that has the login information already sent to you with the YouTube video, as well as they'll resend it at the end of your client interview this afternoon. So basically, once
when I tried to do the signature on there,
uh-huh.
It shows my name, Trevor Dixon, with a B. It's actually a D as in dog, Trevor Dixon with a D.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, don't sign it. That's exactly why I got to triple check everything. Okay, let me just update this. I'm surprised it even processed your payment like that. You'd think it would decline. Okay, update. Okay, I'll resend it to you right now. Here we go. I'm going to resend a new one to you. I just authorized it, so it should come any second now.
All right, I think it worked.
Okay. All right, obviously triple check that. I hate when that happens. That's definitely my error, though, because I'm the one who put it in there like that, as a B-I-X-O-N. So sorry about that.
Oh, you did.
You go into Winchester, or what about Nicholasville? You go to Nicholasville?
Yeah. I got those.
Okay. I think that's going to be like right around the border of where we're going. We could even hit Stanton, Moorhead. What about Shelbyville?
I think so. I think I can make it to Shelbyville.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly where it's at, but if it's within 40 miles or whatever, that just doesn't feel.
Yeah. Well, they're within that range, but I just kind of want to have this drawn up already, so that way when I send it to the client interview technician, they can get a head start on it. Okay, and then let me see here if I got this signed. If this is signed, then we are... Oh, yep, okay. So you are good to go until your client interview. So enjoy yourself. I know you're on that vacation. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time with the family, and then I will circle back with you this afternoon between 6 and 7 for your client interview, okay?
That'll work. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.